Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
United Nations Agency for Palestinian Refugees, or UNRWA, have confirmed the bombing of one of its schools in Gaza just hours ago. The school was also used as a primary healthcare centre and pharmacy. Meanwhile, Palestinian health authorities earlier today said Israeli airstrikes across Gaza have already killed at least 50 Palestinians in the past 24 hours. All this as US Secretary of State Antony Blinken heads back home today from his latest visit to the region, with a potential peace deal now in jeopardy, with Israeli authorities insisting its troops will stay in Gaza to maintain control of the Philadelphia corridor on the border with Egypt. I'm joined now by UNRWA Director of Communications, UNRWA, Juliet Tuma. Juliet, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks for having me.
It's again extremely distressing to hear of another school being bombed in Gaza. Can you tell me what is the latest information you have about this school?
Look, just horrific that this keeps happening time and time again. The latest that we have is that another UNRWA school that is currently being used as a shelter for families of displaced people has been hit just a few hours ago. We are following very closely, seeing absolutely mind-boggling footage of burnt children and dead bodies.
Oh, God. And this is the second school, isn't it, in a number of days?
Yes, yes. And this is the second time that this school, very same school, has been hit. This is in the north of the Gaza Strip, in Gaza City, in fact. And this is becoming commonplace. Way too many times have our buildings come under attack. The vast majority of those hit were used to shelter families of people who were seeking refuge in safety under the UN flag.
And this school was also used as a healthcare centre, as you say.
Yes, we understand.
Yeah,
yes,
go on, sorry.
We understand that there is a primary healthcare centre belonging to UNRWA and a pharmacy belonging to UNRWA as well on the same compound. Currently, we do not know if they've been damaged as well during the attack this afternoon.
How many of your UNRWA colleagues, Juliet, have been killed at this point?
Too many. More than 207 of our team members have been killed in Gaza since the war began just over 10 months ago. This is the highest death toll that the United Nations has ever recorded since we started operating after the end of the Second World War. We've lost teachers and engineers and social workers and doctors and nurses and drivers and security personnel and administration and logistics people. We're never going to be the same without these colleagues of ours.
Mm-hmm. What do you make of the peace talks?
Well, we're always hopeful. The ceasefire is beyond urgent. Is very much needed, that it is secured, that there is a deal also to release the hostages in Gaza and to bring in much needed humanitarian supplies and respite for people. People are just exhausted. Mm-hmm.
Antony Blinken said on Monday, I think, that these talks were possibly a last chance to get a ceasefire at this point and to get hostages back from an Israeli point of view, I think he was talking at that point. And he... I think there was a lot of optimism, wasn't there, Juliet, 24 hours ago, but less so now.
Look, there's constant bombardment. While the leaders are talking, the civilians are caught up in a war that is not of their making, and that shouldn't disappear from the headlines at the expense of the political talks. The story of what's happening to the lives of people being turned upside down in just seconds is something that we have to keep speaking to. And there has to be much more done to secure, finally, a ceasefire. Enough is enough.
Enough is enough, indeed. Julia Tuma, Director of Communications with UNRWA. Thank you very much indeed.